Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Ray Clagas and Fred Waring, spend some time on the farm, and look up at the clouds. Last week, June 10th, marked the birth in 1888 in Baltimore, Maryland, of lyricist Raymond Clagas. He was educated at Baltimore City College and performed in vaudeville, minstrel, and other road shows. He served in World War I and worked for a New York music publishing company. His collaborators included composers J. Fred Coots, Louis Alter, Jesse Greer, Harry Carroll, Al Hoffman, Vincent Rose, and James Monaco. He worked on Broadway shows, including Sally, Irene, and Mary in 1922, Earl Carroll's Vanities of 1929 and 31, and on the movies Hollywood Review of 1929 and Marianne. His best-known songs include Climbing Up the Ladder of Love, I'm More Than Satisfied, You May Not Like It, What Are We Waiting For, Roll Up the Carpet, Hugs and Kisses, Who'll Be the One, and these.
Jail.
If you go there, I'll be there soon.
Well, please don't wear that old raccoon.
Right downtown to some big furrier soon to do the raccoon. Oh, they wear them down at Princeton and they share them up at Yale. Oh, they eat in them at Harvard and they sleep in them in jail. Alpha Beta, Delta Fretta. Oh, what's the matter with alma mater? Fula Bula, why, you're a fooler. Oh, go to schooler and learn the raccoon. From every college campus comes a cheer.
Rah, rah, rah!
The season for the raccoon coats is here. Pop me da 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 da. Raccoon away.
Thank you. descending, hopes are ascending, cares have an ending, I find repose, my dreams remind me, love's far behind me, peace is to find me, peace at close of day.
Thank you. pretty baby. Is it yes, is it no, is it maybe? Pardon me, pretty baby. Don't I look familiar to you? Oh, come on, let's get acquainted. There's a bench in the park newly painted. Great idea, honey, ain't it? Well, at least it's something to do. Was it summer when I met you? Was it underneath the moon? Was it dear old London? I sigh, what were we golfing? Oh, how could you forget so soon? By the way, how's your mother? And your dad, and your sis, and your brother? Pardon me, who's another? Don't I look familiar to you all?
The other night, my godson Patrick, who is about 26 now, in response to something I said having nothing to do with music or records, exclaimed, "Yowza!" I said, "Patrick, do you have any idea what yowza means?" He looked at me kind of sheepishly, not quite sure if he had said something not very nice, and admitted that he didn't. He then proceeded to hear more about Ben Burney and where yowza came from than he probably wanted to know. Anyway, Patrick, there you heard Ben Burney and his orchestra with Ben himself performing the vocal on Pardon Me, Pretty Baby, Don't I Look Familiar to You. Pardon Me, Pretty Baby was written by Ray Clagas, Jack Meskell, and Vincent Rose, and that recording was made August 4th, 1931. Before that, it was Johnny Johnson and his orchestra and Just You, Just Me with the vocal by Bob Treister. Ray Clagas wrote the lyrics and Jesse Greer the music. That's from February 8th, 1929, and was in the movie Mary Ann, where it was played on guitar and sung by Lawrence Gray and reprised by Gray, Marion Davies, and Cliff Edwards. That was preceded by Paul Specht and his orchestra with Johnny Morris and At Close of Day from June 27, 1929. And we began our tribute to Raymond Clagas with the dance craze of the 20s, Doin' the Raccoon. That was the Knickerbockers, a Ben Selvin band, on October 8, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I got a nice note last week from my friend and listener Corey, who is a consultant to international non-governmental organizations on sustainable organic agriculture. He's currently in sunny South Korea and asked, "What about playing some old tunes about farming and farmers?" Well, Corey, I think that's a great idea, and I just happen to have some here. Matter of fact, we're going to spend two segments down on the farm, beginning with the old maestro, Ben Burney, once again.
Feeling blue, the mortgage was long overdue, and he knew that the dear old farm would soon be sold. He saw the sheriff at the gate, and he knew that sheriffs never wait. He looked out through the door, then lo and behold, the old cow said,
"Bah, bah.
We'll have lots of dough in a week or so, and we won't have to sell the farm." Then the old pig said, "That they like so well in the big hotel, and we won't have to sell the farm." Well, get out the fiddle. Hi, diddle, diddle. The old mule said so gay. I've thought it over. I'll eat the clover. And you can get some money for the hay, hay, hay. Then the rooster said. We'll see you through, cock-a-doodle-doo. And we won't have to sell the farm. Well, the old tomcat. I can live, said he, just on toast and tea, so we won't have to sell the farm. Then the little dog said, and we'll search the pans and tomato cans, so we won't have to sell the farm. Well, up jumped the rabbit.
I don't know that one.
Ah, got you that time, eh? I'm not objecting. If you're suspecting that I'm worth my money in the frying pan, then the sheriff said, as he shook his head, if things keep growing in the way that they're going in a week or so, the cup will have so much dough that you won't have to sell the farm. Then the parrot said, that we won't have to sell the farm.
Are blue, where birds are singing all the long day through, the music that I love to listen to down on Melody Farm. The cowbells tinkle in the early morn, the bees are buzzing round a field of corn to tell me that another song is born down on Melody Farm. The lazy river is drifting along while daffodils dance on a hill. And while it's drifting, it composes a song to a water lily. The morning sings a golden melody. The evening brings a moonlight symphony. For all the world is wrapped in harmony down on Melody Farm. Thank you.
night. Did he leave me much is right, he left me every night. Pat went to a funeral, and when I asked who died, he said, I don't know, I only went out for the ride. Oh, the farmer took another load away. Hey, hey, Farmer Gray took another load away.
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and the farmer took another load away, hey, hey. On August 20th, 1925, John Spurzel made four attempts at singing that, but Victor rejected them all. So on September 1st, they brought in Billy Murray, whom we heard there on the ninth take, which was issued. The farmer took another load away was written by Edgar Leslie, Charles O'Flynn, and Larry Vincent. It was a fairly popular song recorded by the Happiness Boys, the Hoosier Hotshots, Bob Herring, and Denny Lake, and was recorded by Scott and Waters as a QRS piano roll. Before that, we heard Will Osborne and his orchestra, with Will doing double duty leading the band and singing the Gus Kahn lyric to Melody Farm on December 22, 1937. The melody to Melody Farm was written by Polish composer Bronislaw Kaper. We started off that farm set with the old maestro Ben Burney once again and the good news that we won't have to sell the farm on August 21, 1933. Ali Rubel composed the music and Alfred Bryan wrote the lyrics. The myriad of animal imitations in that recording was by Purvis Pullen, known during his tenure with Ben Burney as Whistlin' Pullen, and who went on to become much better known during his 5 years with Spike Jones as Dr. Horatio Q. Birdbath. According to Jones, the Q stood for quinine because he was hard to take. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Last week, June 9th, marked the birth in 1900 in Tyrone, Pennsylvania, of bandleader, songwriter, and inventor Fred Waring. In 1917, he and Freddie Buck joined a duo led by his younger brother Tom and drummer Polly McClintock, forming the quartet known as Waring's Banjo Orchestra. The group worked steadily while Fred was an engineering student at Penn State, and after dropping out of college, Fred formed Waring's Collegians, which was later enlarged and called Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. The group was in the Broadway shows Hello Yourself and The New Yorkers, where they introduced the song Love for Sale. The Pennsylvanians made their first records for Victor in October of 1923. They made the first all-musical movie, RKO's Syncopation, in 1929, but they achieved national fame through radio appearances. Their first major radio series began in February of 1933 and was sponsored by Old Gold Cigarettes. Ford Motor Company took over sponsorship the following year until the end of 1936. The band was also the first in 1949 to have their own TV show. Fred Waring composed about 200 songs and founded music publishing company Shawnee Press. As an inventor, he patented the Waring Blender in 1937. He was leading concert tours into the 1970s and made his last public appearance at President Reagan's inauguration in 1981. Fred Waring died in State College, Pennsylvania on July 29, 1984. Here's Fred Waring.
Thank you. Whether you come from Harvard, Princeton, or Purdue, whether you come from Notre Dame, Yale, or NYU, you can come from Kokomo as long as your lungs are strong. You don't have to be a college man to sing this college song.
Fight, 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 hip hooray, get into the game. Fight, 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 hey!
There goes a beautiful dame.
Beautiful,
I'm getting a touch of the grip.
Who's got the ball?
And what's the score?
They want to be gone on your hip.
Bop, 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 hoorah. Somebody's winning, of course. But whether they win or whether they lose,
we must get hoarse.
Hooray, they're getting a penalty.
Somebody tackle the referee.
Hail to the hero.
Old Mike Shapiro.
He ran 90 yards.
What? He ran 90 yards. So we won't lose our pay. Hey, fight, fight, fight. Hip, hooray, the gate's in the bag. Fight, 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 hey.
Boy, am I getting a jag.
Hero of my mother.
Thy name we never will smirch.
First, tackle them low,
now tackle them high.
We want you to give till it hurts.
Rock, 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 hoorah. Nobody cares what you do. So fall on your face or you will disgrace O-C-D-U. Time out for somebody's injury.
Send him to the infirmary.
Hail to the hero.
Old Mike Shapiro.
He ran 90 yards.
What? He ran 90 yards.
Hooray!
But he ran the wrong way.
Oh, he ran the wrong way.
He's out. They're carrying him off the field. They're giving him a cheer.
N-E-R-T.
Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians recorded a lot of college songs, such as Collegiate, Collegiate Blues, The Yale Blues, Freshie, I Love the College Girls, and so on. But there's a college song for anybody, even if you didn't go to college. Anybody's College Song was written by Herman Hupfeld and recorded by the Pennsylvanians on November 10, 1932. Before that, from February 14, 1928, it was the musical question, Who's Blue Now?, written by Irving Caesar and Joseph Meyer. And even though we're just a few days away from official summer, we began our tribute to Fred Waring with The Three Girlfriends, and it seems to be spring, from January 27, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, and available as a podcast on iTunes. There are upbeat farm songs with titles like Fun on the Farm, Jollity Farm, Old MacDonald Had a Farm, and others that depict a nostalgic, carefree life on the farm. But for the most part, farming is just downright hard work, at the mercy of weather, pests, and market conditions. Not to bring the mood down, but here are perhaps some more reality-based songs about farming.
Too late. I rushed little too late. Beef had gotten my chickens and made his getaway. Went out to my corn crib, thought I'd get some corn. Went out to my corn crib, thought I'd get some corn. Thief had broke in my corn crib, tuck away every ear of my corn. Get my car, but I go get the sheriff. Went to get my car, thought I go get the sheriff. Thief had took every tire right off of my car. Hard luck. Well, along come a storm, tore down my car. Along come a storm, beans. Boll weevil in the cotton, he's tying up the bolls. Got the farmland blues, got the farmland blues right now. Got the farmland blues, got the farmland blues right now. Not another fur will I plow. Gonna sell my farm, gonna move to town. Gonna sell my farm, gonna move to town. Got the farmland blues right now.
Weevils in the cotton patch, can't get them out. And it's all that we have to talk about. We got good people and it's their belief. What we need for the people is the farm relief. It looks to me we should all agree. What we need for the people is the farm relief. We can eat sow belly with turnip greens, but we sure do have to plan and scheme. We all start working at the break of day, and we don't get credit and we don't get pay. And it looks to me that we should all agree, what we need for the people is the farm relief. The kids are all ragged and they got no shoes, and all we have is the farm relief blues. Us poor people have to work and fret, 'cause the doggone farm relief hasn't helped yet. And it looks to me we should all agree, what we need for the people is the farm relief. Rent's too high and the market's too low. When we ask for credit, they all say no. We got good people and they all know well, what the poor old farmer makes, they can't sell. Now don't you think that we should all agree, what we need for the people is the farm relief. Little bee sucks the blossoms clean, and the big bee gets all the honey, it seems. The little man makes the cotton and corn, and the big man goes around the tooting his horn. So it looks to me we should all agree, what we need for the people is the farm relief. boll weevils in the cotton, they're everywhere. Maybe they're in Washington or way up there. If you get there before I do and you have no weevils, then I'll come too. And it looks to me we should all agree what we need for the people is a farm relief.
I was going to play The Farmer is the Man That Feeds Them All to finish that set, but I figured we needed to pick it up after those first two records, so we heard Arthur Lang and his orchestra and Fun on the Farm from a Cameo 78 waxed around July 20th, 1924. Fun on the Farm was written by Sam M. Lewis, Fred Allert, and Joe Young. Before that, it was Vernon Dalhart, credited on the label of that Columbia Vivatonal Electrical Process 78 as Al Craver, and Farm Relief Song. Farm Relief Song was written by Bernard Smith and Betsy White. It was also released on the Diva label under Dalhart's own name and on Harmony as by Mac Allen. Diva was a private label made by Columbia for sale at W.T. Grant stores. Vernon Dalhart was one of the most prolific users of pseudonyms in the 20s, and in fact his real name was Marion Try Slaughter. We began that second of our farm segments with the Carolina Tar Heels and Got the Farmland Blues, outlining all manner of misfortune befalling farmers. That was recorded in Memphis, Tennessee on November 19, 1930 by Victor. The Carolina Tar Heels were a Northern California working and recording string band founded by banjo player Doc Walsh and guitarist Gwen Foster. In the record we just heard, it was Walsh on banjo and Garley Foster, who replaced Gwen Foster in 1928, but was no relation, on harmonica and guitar and singing. The Carolina Tar Heels recorded for Victor until 1932, when Doc Walsh went to work in auto parts and poultry. Corey, I hope you enjoyed that selection of farm songs, and best wishes, buddy.
Hey, Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
I got a nice note from my friend Tim in Tennessee this past week about our time years back hopping freight trains when he was better known as Captain Cloud, or just Cloud. I thought, well, there's a segment topic, but as I got to looking through vintage songs about clouds, I noticed that it seems most of them have to do with getting rid of clouds, sweeping them away, or painting over them, leaving only blue sky. Seems to me that a totally plain blue sky devoid of any clouds is rather boring. I kind of like clouds, and there's a nice song in the musical Snoopy about lying in the grass, looking up and seeing all sorts of images in the clouds. Anyway, here for Captain Cloud are some rapidly rotating records about clouds, beginning with Harry Archer and his orchestra.
We'll be right back. floating through the night, while the silver stars above lend their tender light. Clouds drifting through the sky, while I wonder why my love ever said goodbye. The night was young, the breeze was warm and tender. A fool was I, but how was I to know? I gladly gave my heart in sweet surrender to learn that love was meant to come and go like snow-white clouds floating through the night. Speaking of a love that was heavenly, a love that could never be mine.
We started off this final cloud segment of the show with Harry Archer and his orchestra with Up in the Clouds, recorded for Brunswick on October 27, 1927. The vocalist was Franklin Bauer, who about 3 weeks earlier was in the studio with Nat Shulkert recording the same song for Victor. Next, it was Emil Coleman and his orchestra, January 31, 1935, and Clouds. The vocalist on that Decca recording is unidentified. We finished up with a little less raucous arrangement than usual from Harry Reaser's Syncopators. That was Behind the Clouds, recorded March 1st, 1926. Behind the Clouds was written by Benny Davis and Buddy DeSilva. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.